the woman has to make a report to a police station, whether within her community or outside of her community. The other thing, once the woman is transported by the police or someone from the domestic violence unit to a safe house, she is placed in a, she has to do a contract where she agrees to remain in that safe house. She is not allowed to have certain types of communication outside of that safe house environment. Again, this communication process is for the protection of the woman and also protection for the other women who are in the safe house and for the staff.